A dam blocking the middle fork of the Nooksack River in northern Washington will be removed this summer. The $18 million project is part of a nationwide effort to take down dams that have outlived their usefulness. Across the country, about 1,700 dams have been demolished in the past few decades to restore rivers and habitats. From member station KUOW, Eilish O'Neill reports this one will allow Chinook salmon and other fish to travel again up the river's reaches to spawn.
Yeah, this is a new dugout out of one piece of cedar.
George Swanisett Sr. is a 74-year-old member of the Nooksack tribe. He's showing off racing canoes he's built for himself and some of his kids and grandkids.
There is a bunch in here. I don't know what you call them. A fleet? This is my grandson's canoe. That's called Lone Star.
Swanisett says he grew up on the Nooksack River.
My first remembrance of the river, I was quite little. Mom and Dad were going down the river to do some dip netting, catch some fish. My dad introduced me to the water, picked me up and dropped me in the water and says, swim.
Swanisett says he's been on the river ever since.
It's our, how do you say, our bloodline that sustains us. We get our food from the river. We get our cultural healing from the river. We travel on the water.
Swanisett was 16 years old when the city of Bellingham dammed the river up in the foothills of the North Cascades mountain range to divert water for industry and homes. Ever since, Swanisett's been working to get the dam taken out. And now, it's finally happening. The dam is pretty small, as dams go. It's in a deep gorge with 100-foot canyon walls on either side of whitewater rapids. Contractors first had to divert the water to the side of the dam so they could blast the concrete structure. The city of Bellingham will still get some water from the river with a diversion mechanism that doesn't block the channel. Swanisett says he's concerned the city will take too much water out and the water that's left won't be cold enough for fish. April McEwen is overseeing the dam removal for the nonprofit American Rivers. She says Bellingham won't take too much water because the Nooksack's just a backup source.
Folks sort of pitch, you know, it's fish versus people or the environment versus people, and that doesn't have to be the case.
Dams are coming down all over the country, especially smaller dams like this one. The Nooksack Dam isn't needed anymore, and the only reason it didn't come down faster is money. It took more than $500,000 in private funding to kickstart the project, to pay for the designing and permitting so the shovel-ready project would qualify for state funds.
And so there's a lesson in that you can have your drinking water supply with much less environmental impact.
Far downriver from the dam, close to where the Nooksack River drains into Bellingham Bay, I meet Merle Jefferson. He's director of natural resources for the Lummi Nation. And he says this spot has changed a lot over the decades.
Yeah, this river used to be really, really, really deep.
Jefferson says he used to fish here full time, but there aren't enough fish left for that.
So this was a fishing village where I stayed as a small boy. And this is where my dad fished and my grandpa fished. So, you know, fishing is very, very important to Lummi Nation.
When the dam's gone, steelhead and spring chinook will be able to migrate to spawning grounds upstream. Rich Carlson is with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says populations of threatened bull trout that live above and below the dam will be able to reunite.
The conditions of the upper watershed are very intact. It's undeveloped. It's a pretty good, clean water system, which is what bull trout need. They need clean, cold water.
Carlson says his agency will work with the Lummi and Nooksack to monitor how the fish are doing. As for George Swanisett Sr., the Nooksack canoe builder, he says he's just happy the river will run free again.
I just like going fishing. It's sitting down at the river, close to the water, listen to the, and close my eyes and imagining our people coming up the river and stuff like that.
He's looking forward to taking his grandkids and great-grandkids out on the water. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill in Northwest Washington State.